In the 7th chapter of his Gospel, Luke tells of Jesus coming to the town of Nain. In the 12th verse, as he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Do not cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Luke writes, "And when the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her. His heart went out to her. And he said to her, 'Do not weep.'" What a marvelous thing it is that Luke should here call Jesus Lord when the Lord saw her. The angel had told the shepherds of the birth of Christ, the Lord. And he was truly Lord from the beginning. By him were all things made. In him all things hold together. But Luke remembers it here when he saw a poor, now childless widow. What a wonderful thing that the Lord of all is not too busy to see lowly people like you and me. If he but look upon us. In fact, that's the report that went out. Some translated it, God has visited his people. Literally, it is God has looked upon his people. If he but look upon us, all is well. Because he is Lord of all and full of compassion. That's why mothers bring their infants to church. With all of the work that entails. If nothing else took place in the service, it would be worth it to have the blessing pronounced upon their child. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. When our Lord came and saw the loneliness of a poor widow, his heart was full of compassion. And having seen, he acted. As at the beginning of the world, God spoke and it was done, so also now Jesus, the Lord, speaks and it is done. The young man sits up. Jesus gives him back to his mother. Last week, we saw a Pharisee and a sinful woman meet Jesus. Today, it's a dead man who meets him, being carried out of the town, and the dead is raised to life. And Jesus gives the son back to his mother. The young man's father, of course, was dead, but the reason that all this happened at all is that the heavenly Father was not dead and never leaves his children alone. And Jesus has raised all of us, dead in trespasses and sins. Many of us when we were carried to him by our parents. Then by the power of the word in baptism, he gave us as dear children to his dear Father, to our Father in heaven. If we were older and walked to the font, it was still the power of his word that gave us life. And how we look forward to that day when we can stand before his throne and thank our heavenly Father for his love and compassion and power. It staggers the mind. Do you have some sorrow? Perhaps even buried deep in your heart because you don't want to bother someone else with it. Have you at times thought, well, Jesus came and lived and died to ransom me from hell and death, my worst enemies. He paid for my sins and delivered me from great and eternal sorrow. And this much lesser thing, well, I guess I can adjust and live with it. I can overcome this. I can put it out of my mind. No need to bother Him with it. If you've ever had thoughts like that, or if you've never had thoughts like that, have you ever acted like that? Welcome to the club. But look again. Jesus had compassion on her. It was not just for the sake of the dead man that He faced down death that day. Jesus had compassion on her. It was for the poor mother that He worked this mighty work. It was a loneliness that might have eased in time. It was a loneliness that the rest of the city would have forgotten in time. It was a sorrow that really touched no one else as it did that mother. And it was a natural event for this world too, wasn't it? And yet, God in Jesus Christ will even go so far as to raise the dead if that's what it takes to ease one lonely soul. Now it's true that we are coming to a King when we come to Him in prayer. And it's good to think about needs that we don't see how we can reach right now. Preaching the gospel to every creature, schooling for children, church colleges, seminaries for preachers, care of the elderly. You are coming to a King. Large petitions with you bring, but don't hold back the little needs either. Not even the little private sorrow that affects only you. Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He came and He is with us always. He sees with compassion and He is Lord of all. Hymn 785.